The Lord Mayor of the City of London, Alderman Alan Yarrow, says despite the recent depreciation of the RMB, the currency is still on the course of internationalization.
You use these tools to make sure you can manage your economy. The RMB's devaluation, I think, is just purely a stage on a journey. It's a perfectly natural position to be in. The government feels it would enhance economic growth to have a low valuation. That is perfectly normal, not surprising. So I don't think in any way is the government, particularly in the UK or the markets, taking a different view from the RMB because of the devaluation.
RMB is now the world's fifth largest payment currency, and Hong Kong handles about 70% of international RMB transactions. Yarrow says London will remain the hub of offshore RMB business, despite increasing competition from other cities worldwide.
We believe in high levels of service to customers, and we believe therefore we're ideally suited both for reasons I mentioned already, for the rule of law, the time clock, the language, the lingua franca, the English language. We have a huge advantage. I think it's fair to say everybody wants to be involved in the internationalisation of RMB, and the more the merrier as far as we're concerned. But at the end of the day, we will be the largest Western hub in the internationalisation of RMB.
Next month, Chinese President Xi Jinping is going to visit the United Kingdom, the first visit from a Chinese president in a decade. The Lord Mayor will be hosting a banquet in the city to cement even stronger ties between the two countries.
It's important to make sure that the President and the Prime Minister and the Queen, respectively, have got those senior levels of diplomatic links open. We are very supportive of a lot of the changes that are taking place. And we want to be involved, particularly in the City of London, in helping China, supporting China, through its next development, particularly to do with financial services.
The United Kingdom is among the first European economies to embrace China's new initiatives, including the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank and the One Belt, One Road initiative. Yarrow also says the UK has a lot to offer in the process. The Lord Mayor will later visit Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Shanghai and Beijing to promote bilateral cooperation in financial and professional services. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.